fortune, easily misled. Trying to buy what you ain't got, and no money's gonna get. If I were you, I'd keep this in mind. If I were you, I'd quit signing on the line.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down what we heard in the third and final set. We heard Holly go lightly off of her amazing new release, Look Like Trouble, with my favorite track on that album, Misfortune. Before Holly Go Lightly, we heard Dead Finks and their new single, Eden. Before Dead Finks, we heard Day Residue and their awesome new single, Lackey. Before Day Residue, we heard, I'm going to say it's either Like or Leak, not 100% sure, off of the Living in a Fiction new release and the track Miserable Thoughts and Ideas. Before, Like or Leak, however you want to pronounce it, we heard Kevin Dunn and the Regiment of Women off of the 1981 The Judgment of Paris release with 911. Also in that set, we heard Consumables and their new single, Chapel Gold. And we started that set with Crass vocalist Eve Libertine and her amazingly awesome, fantastic new single, Rocky Eyes. All right, guys, I hate to say it, but you know it happens every week. This hour has come to an end, and man, did it fly by like it always does. Jeez. I really hope you all enjoyed this hour of music, and I know, it changed your mood for the better. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and as always, thanks for chatting with me on the live message board. It's always so fun. It's such a good time. So, hey, if you're out there and you haven't said hi, please do so, because I love talking with you all each and every week. So with that, I will leave you with the Dixie Cups and their 1964 single, Ain't That Nice. Have a great weekend, everyone. Take care, and I will be back with more moods for you again next week. See you all then.
Kissed you once. love. You best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's Crayons to Perfume. And I'm your host, Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and for the next hour, I'll be playing you some of the sweetest, toughest, warmest, and wildest women ever waxed.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Crayons to Perfume. I'm Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and I am so glad to have you here with me today to play the name game. I'm going to be playing songs that contain a name. It could be a male name. It could be a female name. And let's just go ahead and have some fun with it. Those were the Pandoras, the East Coast Pandoras, and All About Jim. It's a kind of a nice little bit of a moody touch on that song, bit of a dramatic flair, very girl groupy. And then we heard Barbara Chandler and Running, Running Johnny. She is the mother of the somewhat notorious celebrity Chris Chan and recorded songs in the 60s and then retired from the music business to raise her family. And at the very top of that set, the smooth and sweet Barbara Mason and Bobby Is My Baby. I have to say she's a little spicy on stage
We saw her last year, and she was absolutely phenomenal and pretty spicy. That was from her 1966 release on Arctic Records. Lots of the name songs that I'm playing today are actually B-sides, kind of throwaway gems that I often overlook myself. And I found a couple of great new songs for you today by flipping the records over. But there are also some great A-sides and some great album cuts. Right now, we're going to hear one of those album cuts by Diane Ray.
Caught your eye. wishing it was rosemary, rosemary. If you don't love me with all your heart, I think it's better if we were apart. But if this story all in two, I'll never say goodbye to you. Whatever happened to rosemary? Now don't you tell me lies. Whatever happened to rosemary?
Is just one of the examples of the great songs that I found to play for you today by flipping records over and discovering things I had never discovered before. That was Patty Michaels and Mrs. Johnny. I guess I thought Mrs. Johnny would be a slow song or something. I loved the beginning of that record, the hand claps, such classic girl group sound. Patty Michaels has had a lifetime of entertainment. She was an infant model, sang on Broadway, had music produced by Helen Miller, who wrote Foolish Little Girl and It Hurts to Be in Love. And Patty has just kept on singing. Mrs. Johnny was the flip side of her first single, released in 1965. Then we heard one of the girl group classics from Connie Francis, Whatever Happened to Rosemary, from 1963. Carol Shaw and Jimmy Boy. That was really Carol McDonald, who was also in Goldie and the Gingerbreads. We heard the Ragdolls with Dusty and Ginny Arnell with B-I-L-L-Y. And that set started with Diane Ray and Tied Up with Mary. I'm Glynis TJ, Girl Group Girl, and you're listening to Crayons to Perfume. A lot of the female name records tend to have more of a teen sound, and I tried to pick out songs that have a little bit more of the girl group sound. There are subtle differences between those sounds, but one is sweet and one is sugary sweet. And I sort of opt for a little less sugar in my sweetness. This is a very Johnny heavy show, so if your name is Johnny, this show is dedicated to you. I also want to say an extra special hello to Maddie, who I met a few weeks ago at a show, and thank you so much for coming up and introducing yourself. It was great to meet you. What a nice guy. I mentioned that this was a Johnny heavy show. Guess what is coming up next?
Mr. Johnny Q was a lover boy.
Oh, oh, Mr. Johnny Q.
Oh, when the girls all saw him, they jumped for joy.
Yeah, yeah, here comes Mr. Johnny Q.
Well, he could twist, he could shimmy and do the booty green.
Oh, oh, Mr. Johnny Q.
Well, he's the best looking fellow I have ever seen.
What do you know? Another Johnny. I think that's a Johnny we all know, Shelley Fabre and Johnny Angel from her single on Colpix in 1962. And then another one from 62, The Sweeties with Paul's Love and that great staccato guitar. Before that, the song that started the whole show today, Robin Ward and Johnny Come and Get Me. I think I got that single about a year ago, and I've been putting name singles in a pile since then, waiting just for today. Rapparata and the Delrons gave us Tommy, and then a couple of very atmospheric songs, Dee Dee Sharp and William William, song that alludes to a shotgun wedding, and we started with Mr. Johnny Q by the Bobettes. We're going to hop right back into the music and listen to Anne DeAndre. She was an actress who appeared in The Waltons, among some other things. This is from her first single in 1964.
not so, that's Betty, 'cause you're such a handsome guy. Who's gonna kiss you? Who's gonna miss you? Who's gonna laugh? And who's gonna cry?
Not so, that's Betty.
I love you, Eddie, but so that's Betty. Tell me which one will it be? Make no mistake now, one heart will break now. Do you love her, or do you love me?
But so does Betty.
Last night you took her to a movie show. Tonight you took me to a dance. Each day I'm hoping that you'll let me know that I've got the very best chance. I love you, Eddie, but so does Betty. Tell me which one will it be? Make no mistake now, one heart will break now. Do you love her, or do you love me?
Betty.
Closing out the show today, tributes to the coolest boy around, Chico. Best name in all of girl groupdom. Girls and Chico's girl. Johnny might be the most popular guy, but Chico is by far the most loved. before that, sort of a novelty beatnik song that was kind of Linda Lori's thing. It brought her some attention in New York, where she also owned a dress shop, sang live, lived in California for a while, was a songwriter in a children's theater, and recorded her own songs, including Chico in 1964. Before that, kind of a weird popcorn ska tune by the Angels, Jamaica Joe, and the Daylights, and the only single on the Propulsion record label, Billy is the Boy for Me. Then we heard the flip side to the Crystals, He's a Rebel, I Love You, Eddie, but so does Betty. And we started that set with 70s actress from the Waltons and also a star of the ABC After School Specials, Andy Andre, and Johnny's Back in Town. And that brings us to the end of today's fun show. Thank you for playing along with me and the name game. I just needed to do something goofy and kind of fun. We'll probably be back to your regularly scheduled random girl group singles next week. But hey, every once in a while, it's kind of fun to do a little bit of a theme show. Please stay tuned for Rotations. It's on next. And then, as always, it's Richard J. and Nervous Boogie. I'm going to get out of here now, and I hope you all take care and have a great rest of your evening. Good night, everyone.
baby. Yeah.